This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella liked to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
We did it!
We did it!
I'm so excited to be here edging with my very good sister, the one and only drag her OG, the best, the diva, the icon. You know her from every show on TV. And Grand Crew is returning on March 3rd
at 8:30, baby, on NBC, airing the next day on Hulu and Peacock.
Yes, that is Nicole Byer, and this is Drag Her, the only place you can learn about Drag Race. So thanks
the
for being here.
The one and the only place. Twitter has a ban. You're not allowed to tweet about Drag Race. Instagram, yeah. You cannot post about Drag Race.
Cannot.
Drag
World
Her
of Wonder
does
only. Not. No, World only. Of Wonder has no interest in talking about their own show. Even they won't do it. They won't do it.
It's crazy.
It's madness. Nicole, I'm so excited you're here. Welcome in.
Thank you, Mono. After watching the first episode, was like, I would like to be on, please. Because
I love it.
I love these queens.
I do too.
Okay, and here's the thing. Why I don't like the hour-long episode format, okay?
Okay.
Here, out the gate with some criticisms. I'm not seeing enough of the queens. Like, this episode flew by that I didn't get enough time in the workroom with the girls. I got a cry, a boo-hoo. That was nice, but like...
We got a whole Jesus hates me, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I like it. No. Give me an hour and a half. Give me filler. I don't care. Show me more sugar and spice. My top queens. I hot take love sugar and spice. Sugar was following me on Instagram and I squealed like a little oinking pig. I was so excited.
That is a volcanic take. I mean, here's what I will say is there in this episode again, right? Because like, but the show did this to me, to at least my brain. They made me be annoyed at them, and then they keep showing that they have talent and skills, and they're, like, even in this challenge, everyone would have been better off by listening to them more.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing. When they, so I obviously know them from the internet, and are there videos, like, for me? Yes and no. I really like when they're like, their mouths are open or whatever. And then they like jump into drag. And it's like those little jump cuts. I'm here for that. I don't think I'd ever heard them speak other than like, look at us.
Yeah. They have a very squeal based entertainers.
They're squeal. They take little hops as they walk. And guess what? It is genius. Sugar and spice, little twins in their own little world. There's a video, I think it was in last week's episode. I don't know. But they got dressed. So they share a trailer. It's like a double honey wagon or whatever. Right. And they're in either trailer, but not getting ready together. And then they come down and they're like, oh my God,
you're
like
here.
They were surprised to see each other. And I was like, these two are living legends. I love them. Love.
You're here for, as they put it, their canned bits. You're here for their bits.
I'm here for the canned bits. I'm here for them literally enjoying drag. Mm-hmm. And they look young. They look like they came of age in the pandemic. Kind of like Lux, where it's like, this is their first, they did one show, they said it didn't go well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they left their bedroom and tried to do a show. That shit's hard.
Yeah.
Videos don't necessarily translate to live performances, and that is fine. But I was like, this is their first, like, This is drag. This is them learning. Sure. And they get to do it on national television. So like, lucky. But I don't know. But I love that they didn't understand shade. Like we thought you guys were mad at each other. I love them. And I gotta say,
their skill set works in challenges like this week. You know what I mean? They know what it's like to record themselves 100 times and then try to write something funny for themselves. They at least know that skill.
Love. I'm obsessed. I love them. Mistress is another one that I love.
We love.
God,
she's so mean.
I love
mean.
Mistress.
We both are obsessed about how mean she is. And
she is so shady in such a fun way. And my favorite's like, I don't talk shit. And everyone's like, you just did. She's like, yeah, but I also did it to their face. So like, what is the problem? And I'm like, nothing. Keep going.
Actually helpful. Truly, she's giving, she's being helpful. Like Marsha was like, why do they hate my makeup? And she was like, very quickly and untucked, she was like, yeah, no, I think it's good. I think you can literally just do this to get some depth of color that'll make it look like you're doing more with what you're already doing. I was like, that's very helpful. That's sisterly
shit.
She's
very Bianca Del Rio.
That part.
Who is like throwing shade, but also like low-key being like, here's this, here's what you need.
Yeah.
I love it.
What'd you think about last week's talent show and Irene going home?
Listen, Irene is here for the sound bites. She was so shady and so fun. I liked her entrance look. I like her look. I like her drag. I was sad to see her go home, but I was like, how do you fuck up pouring water as a talent? That's really funny. That's really funny. That's like, I don't know, spill the water, fall down, but then like compose yourself because you're making a TikTok or whatever, or like a YouTube video, like really do everything that they do in those videos. And then like really just blow it out. Like
literally steal from Mad TV. And I'm not even kidding. Steal a sketch from Mad TV. If you're going to do a sketch, be like, what really big physical things can I do in a 2 minute, I guess 1 minute time frame to translate some comedy?
Yeah. I don't like, there was so much you could have done. And then I was like, did you run through this? Did you in your home run through this, film it and watch it back and go, that's hilarious? I don't know, darling. It's a quick talent.
It was tough. We talked about this very recently, but like, you know, maybe it should have been longer. Obviously, she said it was funnier if it was longer. There's tension there. We get that. But you know, you don't have time. Everyone knows you got a minute.
Yeah. Also, oh, you have a minute? I don't know. Like, I would have loved it if she was like, who here knows what water is? And everyone's like, okay. And it's like, great, I don't have to explain that part. Who knows what pouring a cup of water is? There are so many different ways to go with it. Whatever, you covered it last week.
French
I was
school.
Bummed
no,
that
let's
she
talk
went
about
home.
It. French school. There's a million ways to go about this. That's why we're obsessed with it, right? You talk about like she's from. Yes. I'm from the French school of fine dining, and I'm here.
You want the water?
Maybe even like saying we are like un glaso de ice cube. Like maybe that's the angle. Something's an angle. It was too quiet. It was not. Or the nails. The nails were funny. We already talked about this. The nails are funny. Why not have more fun with the nails?
Why not have more fun? Drop the water. Drop all of it. Laugh it up.
Fall on the floor. Definitely fall on the floor.
I don't know. Yeah, fall down. We love when people fall down.
Yeah, it's something. It gives us something. Yeah, damn. Bye, Irene. And now we're back in the workroom with these 15 other girls, because we have so many this season.
That's like another thing. Okay, we have so many girls. An hour is not enough. I want to invest in girls, and I want to be sad when they go home. Like, when Princess Poppy goes home, I don't know nothing about her.
We knew nothing about her. There was There was only a few moments in this episode where, like, they allude to her being like, fuck you for going home first. They added some shady things in there for us. Like, she says, fuck you, Irene, for going home first. And then she says, you're, like, when she's picked last, she's like, you are the losers. The team that's left over. And it's like, okay, they left that in there for fun.
They really did. And they were like, you're not going to like her. Yeah. And, you know, that's the edit. That's, you said what you said.
And then in Untucked, I mean, why delay it? In Untucked, she says, I'm fine. I'm okay with going home.
Which is fine. Great. Like, why did you come? How wild. if you are not here, like Lucy LaDuca opens the episode by being like, when Lucy is mad, everybody will watch. And I'm like, you're mad because you sang off key and you are incest. In, I don't know if that's a word. You are.
I think you just said incest. Did you say incest or incensed?
Incensed is what I was going for, but okay. I think I said incest.
Incest. You are incest.
Fucking your family and you are mad at everybody else. But that's what I mean. Like, give me that. Give me the fury for no reason.
I am now laughing at someone at a bank, someone making a stink at a bank who's like, I'll leave, but I am incensed by this. I'm incensed. And I just need you to know that.
I need you to know that I am incensed. but yeah, so, don't give up so easy.
And that's also, the producers are watching when you say stupid things like that. So no matter how good you do in the lip sync, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
D-A-D.
D-E-D. Dead. So they're talking about their scissor sister. Apparently there's been some infighting online between these two. God bless. God bless.
Wait, really? Between Robin
and Amethyst on who ended it. And I think that's juicy gossip.
That is juicy gossip. I think Robin ended it. I've read none of it. I'm on both sides. I'm Team Robin.
I am Team Robin for sure. Amethyst is a liar.
Amethyst, you lie.
You liar.
Liar.
And I do need to let everyone know that Princess Poppy tried to fake her COVID test so she could get to the set of Drag Race. I think that is unbelievable news.
Imagine faking a COVID test to then just give up.
Right.
What
and then
is
potentially
the point, friend?
Endanger the whole production that would need to shut down for a week.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
It's pretty crazy. She confessed to putting like chapstick in her nose to like make the COVID PCR test come back negative. I just need everyone to know that. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying, wow, that's
I'll
an interesting
pass judgment.
Fact.
I don't know. Let's just chill out. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You do whatever you need to do. I don't, whatever. To go
it's
home second.
Worth
to
noting.
To go home second. Okay.
Okay. And they include her clip of saying, fuck you, Irene, here. God bless. So we're back in and we've got, we don't have time for a mini challenge. I don't even know if they
yes,
did.
Yes, these hour long episodes, we don't have time for a mini challenge. Mm-hmm. I love a mini challenge. I love quick drag and then having them dance to peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't get old. I'll watch it every time.
I would. I. In fact, I love it. What if this whole season was just like, we're doing mini challenges from our history. So
I would love that.
You guys get to eat fried monkey brains and see
oh
who can
god.
Stomach them.
Morgan McMichael's vomiting while Mystique Summers Madison is just chomping along.
Yes, and she doesn't.
I don't
eat fried food.
I don't.
No, she and when she eats fries, she has to have them prepared a certain way.
God, and love then her. I love her. I love her so much. Let's see her on All Stars. I would
love her.
Live.
She was on the pod recently. She was iconic.
She's great.
And great.
She's iconic. She's good TV.
She's funny. She's smart. She gave us everything.
Bitch, I am from Chicago. My favorite genre of fighting is black people screaming where they're from. It's my favorite. I love it. It's iconic.
It's a tradition. Which the funniest place to the bitch, I am from Cedar Rapids.
That's so funny. Bitch, I'm from Duluth, Montana. I do not know where Duluth is.
I think Minnesota,
know.
But I agree. Those
I'm
are
from
the same
Duluth,
state.
Minnesota. Yeah. Okay. So this leftover team is like chock full of my favorites. I have
agreed.
One of my twins. I have Mistress. Oh. I have Robin. I love Jax.
Yes. What a great team.
Yeah. But do they deliver?
It was hard. It was really hard to watch, right? Because even in the writing process, again, it was so funny to watch. I forget if it was Sugar or Spice, but she was giving ideas
for
jokes.
It was Sugar. Tell them apart. Sugar is blonde. Spice is a brunette.
Thank you.
It fits.
Thank you. It's a shame that, like, it seemed like Sugar had ideas for punchlines and they just said,
yes,
literally move away. We're moving you to the other side of the table. Yeah. Like, that's a bold move.
And I like Jax and I love Shade. But I was like, this isn't Shade. This is pretty rude to me.
Yeah, it really was. Because, I mean, I have to admit, it made me laugh in the moment. But then when you zoom out, it's like, that's not Shade. That's just literally saying, yeah, shut up and
saying,
don't talk.
Shut the fuck up. Your ideas are not welcome here. Yeah. And I get being like, let's do framework jokes later. Mm-hmm. But this is a joke forward show. And you don't have the luxury of like a writer's room where you can like edit and edit and edit and edit. So it's like, maybe you do jokes first and then frame the jokes.
I also think Heaven, the infomercial is a lot of, it's a big ask for the girls. I wonder if they should have just said, do an infomercial. I don't know why it's Heaven, the infomercial.
Is not hard. It's what do you want to see in the afterlife? It is literally an infinite idea. So we watched this together last night.
Yes.
And last night it was brought up. I think Steve was like, none of these girls have seen an infomercial. They're all so young. They've only really seen parodies of infomercials.
True.
And I was like, oh my God, they should have shown them an infomercial.
They really
like,
should have.
Off camera, just been like, here's what an infomercial is.
Here we go.
Here's the structure of it.
Ron Popeil's Showtime Rotisserie. There's a lot
Set
of good
it
ones.
And forget it!
Right? Because we didn't get any jokes about pricing or admission. You could do some admission jokes about Heaven for just three easy payments of your soul. You can get right in.
Exactly. There was no payment. There was, it was like none of the iconic infomercial shit.
Right. Or testimonials. Did we have testimonials? I don't think we did.
No,
I've been
barely.
In heaven for 3 weeks and I hate it here.
Anitra did the, I can finally do what
there
I want to do. Nothing. Yeah, the one that won was literally the closest.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being
they
like
were the closest.
An infomercial, it was 7.
Because Sasha Colby is 37 and she's seen an infomercial.
Yeah, she's seen an infomercial and she was very funny. Boy, oh
very
boy,
good.
Did I love it.
Very good. Clear win.
Yeah, so, her breaking her neck every single time made me cackle.
We all laughed live in the room. I couldn't believe it made me laugh because if you told me on paper every time I crack my neck dead, we'll edit to the next scene, I would be like, I don't know
this. But it worked.
What about the shady rehearsal? I mean, I'm going to disagree with you, Nicole. I like the quickness of this rehearsal. I don't like when the rehearsal takes so much time and then I have to watch the challenge later in the episode too.
All right. I mean, agree to disagree.
Fair.
I fucking love content.
Uh-huh.
I love my Drag Race content.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. Well, are you excited that next week you have to wait an hour until you can watch Untucked?
I cannot believe what MTV is trying to do. You know, no shade to people trying to make a television show that people want to watch and enjoy.
Yes.
Because I hate for people to shit on my stuff. It's not kind. But like, why are we interrupting my night?
Yeah. I guess they're afraid to put it after Untucked. They know that there's no way people will stay after Untucked. Maybe people will stay after the ep.
But I mean, and I guess they're like, people do viewings. So at the viewings, we have to interrupt the fucking viewing for an hour. So like, we'll get those ratings. But I think they really underestimate the power of a remote.
It'll be really interesting to see how much gay Twitter loses their mind. Or how if the gay bars will keep it on. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We shall see, baby.
There's a fun shade here with Michelle, too, I must say. Michelle's being, I think it's just the editing, but it looked like via this tight editing that she was being less helpful than she usually is.
Yes, less helpful, angry at every single girl.
Yes, like just the note, I know you can do better, isn't necessarily the most
motivating or helpful or kind. Yeah, I was like, whoa. And then watching this, I was like, wait, this is so funny. This was a real misdirect.
I'm sure there was some other, it was total misdirect. I'm sure there's some gold that Michelle gave in there, but they were like, let's make them think they did terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Ooh, actually, I guess we're going to talk this little Jesus moment in the break room before we get to the rest of our episode. But first, silence, Nicole. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break.
Yes, my break.
I really love when someone was like, bring back the break. Does that mean you want to go back on break? And I was like, oh, no. I'll never forget it. It'll never make sense.
It is canon. It is canon. So we have our emotional moment. We have Sugar being told to stand up for herself, as well as, you know, these girls sharing what it's like. Very powerful testimonies from, like, my families were my first bully. That really shook us.
Boy, that really did. I was like, I have never heard it articulated that way. That, like, it, how painful it must be to have your first bully. Like, before you even get to, like, a bully at school, your family. Because I don't know that life. Like, I had a nice family, and I'm sure if I came out as gay, my mother would have been like, all right, who cares? You know? It's just, like, it hurts. It hurts to hear, and you're like, fuck, man. Ugh.
It is a reality for queer people, and, like, honestly, like, my family does support me and love me. I'm very lucky about that, but, like, just growing up, I think you hear strange things, like, because, like, we grew up in the 90s, and in the 90s, you know, there were just, like, things being said, like, that sandwich sucks, that sandwich is gay, and even people saying things more seriously, like, well, thank God no one here is gay. Like, I remember I remember that being said in my household, like, oh, thank God no one here is gay. And it's like, yeah.
What about
thank
me?
God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How wild.
And obviously, parents try to get over it. They try to move past. Oh, sorry. You were saying. And then.
No, I was just saying that had, I mean, this made me laugh and it is sad, but the way she phrased it really got me. Mm-hmm. She was like, my mom had my drag stuff on the table and she was like, no gay shit here. And I said at that point, girl, I gotta go. Yes. And that is my favorite imagery of yes. this hateful woman yes. putting like stuff out, being like, this is terrible. This is against God. No gay shit here. And then a very girl. Gay child being like, girl, I'm not, I gotta go.
Girl,
we can't be doing this.
And that's what makes gay people honestly fascinating and smart and articulate and funny, is like when you put up with that bullshit, you learn to zoom out real quick and yes. grow up pretty quickly too. And you're like, yeah, okay,
you have to. It's,
you're getting mad because of feathers. You're ready to disown me because you found feathers in my room. Work.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, get over it. Like, don't you love yeah. me? Like, yeah. what if I picked an occupation that you didn't want me to have? Like, what?
Right.
I don't know. It's so fucking petty. I'm like, don't have a child if you can't love the child fully and completely for who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Period. But also, I was like, obviously, people know mistress's family. I wonder if people hate on her family a little bit. Because if I knew them, I'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You people are fucking, you kicked your son out because they wanted to do drag, like, you're
totally like, yeah, there should be some you hope there would be pressure from people around them, but you know, whatever, now they're living their best life, and yes, now they don't have to live a boring ass life in Duluth, yeah. Montana. You know what I mean?
Bitch, I'm from Duluth.
Bitch, I am from Los Lobos. I don't even know if that's a city.
Bitch, I'm from Portland, Maine.
Bitch, I am from Albany.
Albany. Albany?
Albany?
Albany? I say Albany. Oh,
Albany. Well, maybe that's more correct.
I don't know. It might just be like my New Jersey coming out.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? So let's talk Rue's main stage look.
Okay.
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Wow. Classic.
Stunning. This like
classic Rue.
Rose gold shimmering, the rouging. Her makeup is on point. This wig is iconic. She looks beautiful.
T.S. Madison looks beautiful. Michelle looks beautiful.
Beautiful.
Love it. And I didn't know our guest judge, but they're apparently very popular.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, but.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Let's see. What is the name?
Marin Morris.
Yes, Marin Morris. So sorry. No shade. That wasn't like me being mean.
You have millions of followers.
I'm just not a country girl.
Yeah, no, I'm not a country girl either. That's it.
But we're happy. She's an ally.
And she looks stuntalintra
online. Huh?
Yeah, she looks stuntalintra. So
she looks great. Also, I love this. Is this a new desk that they're sitting at? This new rounded edge desk that's super long? I think the
plastic dividers are finally gone, Nicole.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Looks good. Come on, World of Wonder.
Come on. Now, let's talk this runway. Let's chirp and burp this runway.
Here's another thing about Metallica.
I think that's what they're called. They called it, which is
hot. Oh, okay. Well, here's my thing about the runway in an hour-long episode. These girls tried and broke necks to get these costumes to look good on television.
They get seconds.
Seconds. I missed, like, I looked down and looked up and missed one. Yeah. I think I missed Anitra's. Yeah.
I totally missed Anitra's. And I was like, wait, did Anitra go?
Yes. And I'm, let's see them. Okay, let's see them.
Let's see them. Anitra, she says a little bit of Chromatica, metal cape and bathing suit. What do you think?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have to burp this.
Really? I kind of liked it.
I love the jacket. I think it is cute. Mm-hmm. I think the bodysuit... I don't like the flesh-colored tights with it. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I wanted a full bodysuit and not a unitard. I don't think the shoes go. The makeup is fierce. I don't love this little pussycat wig.
You don't.
That doesn't look like a wig.
Yeah, they keep calling it, I mean, RuPaul literally called it like a metallic lesbian or something like that.
Yeah, it's not, I do love the jacket though. And I'm not here for the earrings.
A lesbian baked potato.
A lesbian baked potato, that's pretty funny. Yeah, it's not a look for me. But I understand the look. Do you know what I mean? It's not like like yuck. It's for me. It's not for
me. Yeah, that's fine. I like the cloak. I like it enough. I could be biased towards Anitra, but I like it enough that I think I'll still give it a chirp. It's not perfect perfection, but I'll still give it a chirp. I like that coat a lot.
I do love the coat.
Yeah. And I like the way the matte black kind of gives the silver a chance to like stand out.
Okay.
Next, Sasha Colbe.
Chirp, chirpity, chirp, chirp, motherfucking chirp.
Yes.
This is stunning. This like bodice thing, the chest, like body plate. It's not a chest plate. It's like a body plate. And then I know that these spikes aren't sharp, but they look like they could fucking cut you.
Yes.
The
she
makeup
looks like
is on
the
point.
Phoenix that Kennedy was talking about. This is the Phoenix rises from the ashes.
Somebody splice together Kennedy Davenport walking down the runway in her chicken look and then have it morph into this.
Yeah.
I would love to see that as she's talking about what it is. God, it's beautiful. The shoes.
Because she had crystallized. It's amazing.
She had crystallized.
It's really beautiful. And when she was putting on the makeup, I thought she looked crazy. But there you go. This is a pro who knows how to blend it out.
My God, it's really pretty. Sasha Colbe is another favorite of mine. I do like her. I also really like Anitra. I really liked her talent show. Sasha Colbe is truly iconic and beautiful and stunning sweet. Ugh.
Does it hurt her that she's such a legend? Like, does it hurt her chances of winning or could she still win?
Feel like it could go either way. It's like maybe she's been in the game too long and she like overthinks things and she's not up with the times or she's just savvy enough to be like, you know, fucking legendary and iconic, which is what I'm hoping for.
I hope that too. I think she's top four at the very least.
I hope.
Selena Estitis. This is silly.
It is silly. It is drag. I will say that. It is draggy.
It is drag.
I do kind of wish she went like hardcore and was wearing like a hood, like had no hair, but was like a literal lamppost.
That would be hot. If it was like her head peeking out of the light almost.
Yes.
Okay. Cute.
Yes.
I like that.
I also really wish that the street signs weren't draping her because this is really funny to me. But I think the execution was a little off for me.
Sure.
I wish like where a normal street sign is on a lamppost or street signs aren't on lampposts, but you know, like where a street sign is,
it's like
just 100 of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, sometimes
like
they have
super,
those
super tall
where they're like Los Angeles this way, Beijing that way. Sometimes you see that.
That's what I would have fucking loved. I would have lived. But this is funny.
It's
the
funny.
Execution for me is a little wah wah.
It is blocking up her silhouette. It's silly. It's drag. It makes me laugh. But I would still burp it. I would.
I'm gonna actually chirp it.
Okay.
Oh my God. I didn't even notice the long hair in the back. What a wild wig.
What is the thing? Wait, what is the thing on the back? Like that's like bisecting.
I don't know, but this is a chirp for me because it is out of control. I have so many questions and I'm obsessed with it.
Is it iconic in the same way that Lollary's bag look was?
No, not iconic like that. It's iconic in its own special way.
Okay.
Because I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm confused and I live.
I think she's wearing a hair cape. I don't know. It's great. It's drag. I'm interested. I'm not meh. I have an opinion.
Just like unfortunately, like some of the ones today when you're like, yeah, I've seen that 8,000 times. I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that before in my whole fucking life. And then also being on the show when you make jokes as they come down the runway, when it's something's basic, how do you make a joke about it? It's like really hard.
Right.
But I'm 100% sure I mean, I'm not going to do it now, but I could come up with some great commentary because it was so weird and unique.
Yeah.
I saw the sign. Which way am I going? What street is this? Can someone light me up? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know why I'm thinking, and I'll stop. We'll stop.
Okay.
Avenue done already done.
Which way to Slut Street?
Yeah, there you go. Lux Noir London. Stunning. I really enjoyed this.
This pussy is on fire. I love it. I love that it's flames, but it's gold. And then it's just a beautiful silhouette. Her hair is on point. Her makeup is always stunning. She's a queen I was following before she got on Drag Race because I thought she was so pretty. And she's stunning. She's
unbelievable. It's like a little mythical. Somehow it's traditional and gorgeous and Disney princess-ish.
Yes.
But it's also like elven and wicked.
Yes. Oh, God, I fucking love it.
Really big chirp here.
Yeah, huge chirp.
Wow. Stun. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Good job,
and her
bitch.
Skin is glowing.
The makeup is soft.
Everything. Marsha. Stunning.
Okay.
You know,
I see where she was going with this. She's giving Tin Man.
Giving Tin Man, but also it is giving me like out of a bag at Party City, like not to be an asshole, but like this is, it's so simple. But not in a great way. There's a lot of like, I think Lux Noir's look is rather simple. It's a gold lame dress, but it's like the devil's in the fucking details, the flames, the hair, the makeup. And we've got, you know,
tights weren't helping either.
No, the tights are not great. Her arms aren't gray.
Yeah.
And then the dress isn't like all the way. It's like tarnished Tin Man.
Right.
Her makeup, she said, I will not put on more than a demi fucking wisp lash.
I'm not seeing the lash. When Rue made a joke about you in the workroom, wear a lash.
Wear a lash, honey. Contour a little bit more.
It's pretty.
But also, there is room for like minimalistic drag.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if we're doing a costume, mm-hmm. why aren't we really going for it? Like, why don't you paint your face fucking gray?
Yeah.
And contour gray.
Yeah. I am going to have to give it a light burp. It's not hideous, but I'll give it a light burp.
Yeah, I give it a light burp. I wouldn't have done the gray tights. I probably, if my upper half is not gray, my bottom half isn't gray. And I'm going to lean more into like, she kind of looks like a beer garden wench. So it's like, maybe I have beer with me and then spill it on me and then like break down. I don't know. Create a story.
Or go Rosie the robot and have like your bottom half be like, you know, like a wheel illusion. I know that's
something.
Easier said than
done. I don't know. This isn't draggy to me. This is Halloween costume.
It's pretty. She's pretty. So I'll be on the verb.
I'm curious to see what Marsha brings.
I think she'll give us some more surprises because she did make me laugh in the talent show quite a bit.
Yeah, she was great.
Amethyst. Now, Irene Dubois is already, I think, in a sisterly way, shading her by posting where you buy all of these pieces on like Etsy
the boots
and Amazon.
Of Dolls Kill. We got
there,
some Etsy.
Fuck.
I will say
it's pretty.
It's
the hair is nice.
The hair is really nice. I love her crown. Her makeup is really flawless. I do like the boots, just not with the look. Mm-hmm. I think the jacket is a fun idea. It's just like we've seen this, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then I don't love the color gold. It's so like, like yellowy.
Yeah.
And it looks a little cheap.
A little bit. But it's a shame because, you know, even cheap drag is so expensive. But
yeah, you're right.
This isn't for me. I'm going to give it a light chirp, actually. I think all the pieces are working. I'm not obsessed with them as a whole, but I'll give her a light chirp.
I love her face. Her face is really beautiful.
Yeah.
I think she paints so well.
Right. She got to lean into that nose.
Yeah. I just, that's a burp for me.
Okay. Fair. Princess Poopy. Okay. Yeah. Girl. So she said, I know. She said this was a backup after a designer said they would make her a metallic dress and they did not. I know.
Girl.
This unfortunately feels very season three, you know, when you could get away with something like this for sure.
Yeah. I just.
Yeah. And she has.
This is a burp for me.
Yeah. I think it's a burp. Also, there's so little accoutrement. Where's the accoutrement on your décolletage?
No bracelets, no necklace. Right? We're wearing a pump. I don't know. I would have done a boot. I would have done. I would have tried to look like I did more.
Yes,
than just put on a corset.
Right. It's a burp. It's perfectly.
It's perfectly fine. It's just fine. I have like no real opinion about it because it's just fine. Like, whereas as titties, I was like, boy, oh boy, this is wild. I have so many thoughts. There you know you what go. I mean? I'm just it's like, meh, that's, it's a look.
Yeah, you're right. And she, unfortunately, Poppy had that the whole time. All of her looks have been that. It's been like, oh, okay. Oh yeah. That's a pretty thing. What else? Yeah,
that's fine. Great.
Okay. Here we go. Coming to the runway. The iconic Spice.
They don't miss. Sugar and Spice don't fucking miss.
I gotta
say. This is great.
This is great. It's early 2000s. They do both look like Bratz dolls.
Yes. And
the details. I mean,
the devil's in the fucking details. The wig is very cute. I love that there's like butterfly clips. I like that her arms match her legs. Mm-hmm. And then we have like her skin is out in different spots. The little dog is really fucking funny.
An Ibo. Love it.
This is a fucking a chirp.
It's a chirp. It's nice. And again, it's a bit, it's like, you know, it's only a couple pieces, but it's paired very cleverly and the makeup is right.
They're very good, I think. I really think they're like, they hit it with the style.
Yeah.
They hit it with like their references, which is just Bratz. But like, so I'm on board because I love a Bratz doll. They're pretty fucking draggy.
They're very draggy. It's very cute that they get to, they're reliving their childhoods via the Bratz doll.
Yeah. And also like, I really love that they're like, we're reliving our childhood. We're like, this is joy. We find joy in this. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of people are like, I came here to fucking win. And I'm like, this is kind of refreshing that they're like here for the whole ride.
Yeah. I love these whores.
I am a Sugar and Spice apologist.
I'm still a little scared. I'm still a little scared, but I got to say they're proving me wrong every week. So we'll see. Ara Mayari. Now, Ara scares me in a different way. I'm not loving Ara's, like, I am hot confessionals. Those are really triggering me. I don't love it.
Yeah. I mean, this is very Rita from Power Rangers. I see it.
Yeah.
I just wish there was something on the legs.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the shoe was the same color green as the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I love the headpiece. I love her makeup. This is a light chirp.
It's a chirp. I got to say, it's a chirp. The details are quite gorgeous.
Yeah.
There is sort of a Chromatica. There's a sonic boom after Chromatica where everyone's kind of doing these looks. But I got to say, it's very nice. It's a chirp.
Yeah, I like
it. And in terms of the acting challenge, I may have put her in the bottom as well. Lukey Dadookie.
Love this. Lucy Dukes.
It's very pretty.
It's so pretty. And the color is stunning. Mm-hmm. I do wish the hair was different, the shoe was different, and the panty was different. Mm. But other than that, this is stunned.
It's very rich. It's a very gorgeous color. The boots are nice. Oh, yeah, the panty is an interesting color.
Well, it just looks like she missed a piece of the costume.
Right. She forgot it.
Yeah. But she's painted really well.
Chirp.
It's a huge chirp. This is stunned.
We were comparing them to that Jetsons last night.
Huh?
What Jetson we were saying?
Oh, I said she was Judy Jetson, the mom, but apparently that's not Judy Jetson. I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know Jetsons.
I will say this. I wish the leg armor came down over her ankles and feet.
Mm.
Like a boot. Like I wish it was like a boot cover or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
But stunning, beautiful. I love
it. It's very pretty. It's, and the colors pop hard. Jax giving Jax from Mortal Kombat.
I don't know the reference.
Okay. She looks, it's clever if you know the reference is all I can really say.
I kind of wish there was titties.
Yeah. Yeah. She should have had titties. There are certain ways to like zhuzh it up.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, she's not like, I don't want to use the word struggling, but struggling with like little parts of her look. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to diagnose it perfectly. But.
Yeah, same. Well, she's so tiny that I feel like she's not playing with proportions.
Mm-hmm.
In a way where like Georges was teeny tiny, but she was like, I'll just be naked. And mm-hmm. Jax is putting lots of stuff on her. Oh, I see. Yeah.
You see the reference. That,
yeah, I get the homage now. But I do wish it was just like a little draggier.
I think you're right. Tits
and
would
I do,
make a world of difference.
I know
difference.
There's a world where like we don't pad, we do whatever we want.
Sure.
But like me specifically, I really love playing with proportions and playing with a body that's not yours.
I think so. And because Jax is like a combat superhero and she is using such traditionally army masculine things, again, drag mm-hmm. can be anything, it might have been a little bit cheekier and more interesting if there were things there to be like, oh, wait, this isn't the Jax I'm used to.
Yeah. And also I wish the boots were the shorts were shorter, like sluttier. I think I want it slut from this look.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a light chirp because I like the reference.
I'll give it a light chirp.
Okay. You really? Robin Fierce. Damn.
I love this wig. This wig is incredible. And gorgeous. Her gold is pretty similar to Amethyst's gold. But for whatever reason, since there's different tones, I'm more here for this.
And there's so many details. Like you're saying, the quick runway actually fucks us up because there are so many details on her outfit that we're actually not getting. Like these rings in her hair.
Yes. I really, really love this. I think this is a full-blown chirp for me.
This is a full, easy chirp.
She looks stunned. And we barely got to see any of Robin in this episode.
I know.
I just, the hour is not enough for me.
World of Wonder, what are you doing? Not at 15, for sure. Like 15 girls an hour? Holy shit.
Yeah, it's too little time.
Big chirp, Robin. And Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Chirp.
Easy. These chains, these panels.
I don't understand the big chain she's dragging, but I don't care to. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's going to hurt me with it, and I'm fine. I'm hurt me, bitch.
I like it. I feel like it's like a direct connection to the little chains in her panels. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I love the big, floody, shouldery thingies.
Yes.
This collar is really fun. And I love that that it's short.
Yes.
It's really fun. Like, she plays with her proportions really well.
The platinum hair with her highlights are also, that's just striking visually.
Yeah. Love. She's a drag queen.
Easy
chirp. Love.
Suga.
No misses. Chirp.
This is
great. Chirp, chirp.
I like this one even more. I have to stop comparing the twins to each other, but I do like this metallic Bratz doll look. Well,
yeah.
I like the wig a lot.
I love the wig. And I know I just said that I wish I know I've critiqued some girls on like not padding. And I fully understand that I'm a sugar and spice apologist and they don't seem to really pad.
Right. They pad lightly.
I would really love titties in this.
Yeah.
I think that's my criticism of their looks. Like, I want titties.
Right.
I just love titties.
Who doesn't love tits? I will say maybe these like big pant panels are a bit clumsy, but you know, I don't know. I guess it all works.
I don't
with
mind
the look.
Them. It's very like Christina Aguilera dirty. I feel like she like her jeans went all the way over her pant or her shoes.
Yeah.
That's what it's like giving me.
The hair cones are transporting me. So it's a chirp.
It's great. Chirp. They're great.
And Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
I feel like this gown is similar to the one she wore last week, which is similar to the one that she wore in her entrance. But guess what? Don't fucking care. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Love it. Love the wig.
It's a big
chirp. Love the way she pads. I love it. It's pretty.
It's pretty. Of course, like, when she has even more money, she could add even more detail. But bitch,
oh, yes.
She's just got on the show. So it's a chirp.
Yeah, I do wish there was details in the back, but also I do not care. It's so pretty from the front.
Her wigs are always correct.
Oof.
Well, we're going to watch these challenges and comment even further. But first, silence, Nicole. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break.
Here we are. We're going to talk these heavenly commercials. Now, little did we know the first one was easily going to be the best one we saw.
Who would have thought?
I
but it was genuinely funny. Selena's titties was very funny in it.
She's good. Good face in her lines. I would maybe even put her closer to the top than safe. But
yeah,
what are you going to do? Maybe it was
Lux,
her look.
Lux, I thought, was very funny.
Marsha was funny. Yeah.
She was funny, but I gotta say, that wig was not for me.
Oh, you didn't enjoy that kind of skunk
stripe?
Sure
didn't.
You did not enjoy it.
It's interesting.
Even for like a comedy challenge, you don't want to see it.
No, we could have put that shake and go back in the do not pass go, okay? I don't know. Let's put it back. Let's return it to the
back
store,
in the community chest. Take a chance on a different look.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
but she was
funny.
She was very, very funny.
Yes.
I always feel bad shitting on some of the girls, but
no, We that love wig. Them.
Goodbye.
You didn't love the wig. Sasha no. looked stunning. Her god yes. was very Ugh, funny.
Her wig. Oof, love. So funny. The fucking cracking of the neck. And Anitra was so funny.
Simple.
God, this was simple. It was an infomercial and it was fun.
And it was a fun example of, I felt bad because Irene, this is how you can do a nothing with a joke, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
But there was a setup to the nothing.
There was a setup. You got to have a setup to nothing.
That part. Okay. Plastic surgery. Ha ha ha.
Also, those big scissors got me good. It made me laugh. yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's how they do it. That's how they do the plastic also, surgery. Yes.
Just big fucking scissors.
Yes.
And then the reveal that Heaven is Palm Springs was super fun.
It was funny. We laughed the whole way through this good. As a group. Like, I felt like it was like an honest test group. We were actually laughing.
I was laughing. It was silly. It was good. I liked it.
I enjoyed it. Now, Team Amethyst, this one was not good.
Oh, boy.
Amethyst has you have this blowjob gagging on a banana joke. That wasn't very funny, unfortunately.
No. I don't know. I probably would have not had a banana. I would have been like, are you gagging? Be like, yeah, dick too big. I don't know. Yeah. Rue likes dirty humor. And
right.
why not have a little bit of fun with it?
Yeah. Again, is this spice or sugar? Fuck.
Get real. This is spice.
Okay.
Spice has dark hair. Okay. They have truly made it so easy for us to tell them apart because they're iconic geniuses who've never spoken to another human being before being cast on this show. And I live for them learning.
Yeah, me too.
I love them. You leave them alone.
I will leave them. Leave Sugar alone. Leave her alone.
That's Spice. This is Spice in this group. Mono.
Okay. I forgot that Spice only wears darker hairs and Sugar only wears lighter hairs. Okay.
Then sometimes they both wear red and then good luck.
That's what I'm saying, right? When they were like Beauty and the Beast, I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. This one wasn't very funny. We even call out that like they're drinking martinis in a martini. Or, I'm sorry, drinking mimosas in a mimosa. I don't know what the joke is.
Yeah. Heaven is in a mimosa.
Yeah.
Then I think if heaven is in a mimosa, we need more mimosa jokes. I don't know. It's very, very confusing. And then Lucy LaDuca said, I'm going to bring Snatch Game out early and give you some Dolly.
They loved that. They
really did.
It.
I mean, it was the strongest thing of this infomercial.
It was, and it's a very good impersonation of Dolly. It was all discombobulated.
But I'm just like, why didn't they start with, you know, hi, welcome to my heaven, or something. Like, Dolly should be the spokesperson for heaven.
Or it's all celebrities.
Or they have a spokesperson who, all celebrity.
That could be fun. That would be a fun way to differentiate yourselves. It's like, I'm God, Dolly Parton. I'm going to show you all the wonderful celebrities you can meet when you come to heaven. Even if they're bad, even if they're doing Amy Winehouse, like Jada Sophia, that would be funny.
That would be funny. It was just so interesting. But it's wild to watch that and then go, that's not the worst one.
I know, it just got worse and worse and worse. This one.
Yeah, this one was unintelligible.
Really crazy. And because it was like haggatory. So like this girl, I guess Sugar, was playing a hag who would
come. But she does say, I love the BLT community. And
that was funny.
That's funny.
We all laughed at BLT. It's just, it's super. So I guess honestly, the joke is she's an annoying hag in heaven.
Yes, she's an annoying hag. And it's filled with like gay things to do. Mm-hmm. And then there's other drag queens from the show who's also in heaven.
Well, she mistook them for other drag queens.
Oh, yes.
She was like being reductive and being like, hi, Eureka and Silky. And they were like, okay, let's pretend to be them.
Oh, that was really hard to understand.
Yeah, I rewatched it.
Because then they do like a lip sync for your life. It was just, it was really confusing.
It was really hard to understand.
when Jax was getting ready, she was like, I had to do all the work. And I was like, friend, don't ever say that before you see the product.
Yes, yes, yes. If anything, say, I tried, I wrote as much as I could and they changed it. They're, yes. They're evil.
They're bad.
And I was funny.
They knocked me down the stairs. No, I'm kidding. We don't do that. We don't make accusations like that. But yeah, it was just really confusing.
Yeah, it was rather confusing. So they know they're in trouble. They can feel the tepid applause. Mm-hmm. Also very funny that, like, whatever, we can't talk about it anymore. Just like the weird, like, costume changes. I thought it was very distracting that God was also the drag queen. That was just distracting. So they have a lot to say. They give them some critiques. Did you agree with the winner being Sasha Colbe?
Of course, she was literally the funniest. Mm-hmm. She fucking murdered. She killed. Truly nailed it. Like, it was really funny.
Yeah, she was wonderful. She did it. She won. Her look was good. Mm-hmm. Easy win for Sasha Colbe, who they're already scared of.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with his bottom three.
Mm-hmm. It was Jax, Amethyst, and of course, Princess Poopy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the bottom two was right?
I do think so.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember anything they did. At least in the other bad one, I remember distinctly what people did.
Right.
I was like, Malaysia baby doll, she was some sort of weird god. Mistress was a weird version of Eureka. Like, I remember weird stuff from that, but I don't remember the mimosas stuff.
Also, Poppy did a weird joke where it was like, in heaven is filled with fag queens. And I'm like, okay, if you're gonna do a fag misdirect,
yeah,
shouldn't it be like fabulous queens?
Yes.
I mean,
with fabulous. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then Poppy was like, this is all my humor. And I was like, okay. Yeah, another thing I wouldn't say in a challenge is that you don't know how it's going to be edited. That it's all me. I'm going to be like, guys, listen, I put my best foot forward. We'll see. Shit. We'll see how this turns out.
We shall see. So here we go. We have this lip sync to a Donna Summer song. And God bless, these girls should not be the ones doing the Donna Summer song.
It was an interesting, it was a choice.
Choice.
It was a choice.
Choice 2023. I will
say, Poppy was going strong. I thought she was going to be the winner until she went and talked to the girls in the back and did a meet and greet.
Yeah. I thought she was going to win. Even with that, like, I didn't think it was particularly amazing move, but I thought she had a lot of fun moments in this lip sync. But one of our friends, Steve, pointed out very wisely that Amethyst got a note on her nose contour, so there's story to be had.
There is going to be an arc about the nose.
And Poppy had no story, unfortunately.
No story. But also, she like opened her legs once, and I was like, great. River wide enough, great.
Yes.
And then she kept doing it, and I was like, oh, we gotta move past this joke. This joke was done, one and done. How fun.
Yeah.
But it was a fun lip sync to watch.
Yes. Very delightful. Very delightful. I mean, they did their damnedest. I did think Amethyst gave more, you know, vibe and puss. Poppy was a little bit more haha funny. But I gotta admit that this early in the game, I would have been okay if they both went home.
Mono.
I wouldn't. Wow. I just, let's light a fire under these queens. Let's get to it.
I think the fire is there. I think these queens, this is a good batch of queens. I'm like, excited.
I like the queens. I think, yeah, they didn't really thrive in this particular challenge, but
no, I think they really made a mistake not showing them what an infomercial is. You can't expect 21 year olds to know what an infomercial is.
Or maybe just doing an infomercial. I don't know. I mean, I think the heaven sketch is different than the infomercial sketch. Because, right? Infomercials, it would be so funny to see them in all in like 80s looks, selling the hot dog blaster, you know? Or like sell a corny infomercial product. That's a different joke than heaven has limitless jokes, I
don't
know.
It's just like, did you behave badly? Here's your way to get into heaven. Or like,
I like that. See, that's fun.
Would you like to go on an eternal vacation?
Yes.
Here's what heaven offers. That's two already that are like
even
angles.
Making it a timeshare.
Yes, like, heaven is a timeshare. You can, you know, sometimes you go to hell and you have to rent out your apartment in heaven. I don't know. I just think there's like endless possibilities to what this challenge could have been. Do you think they made the right choice sending Poppy home?
Yes, because if she also gave up, if she also didn't want to be here, if you're going to say an untucked, I'm okay with going home. Guess what, girl? You're going home. Period. And she burped for an exit line, and I don't agree with that.
I also don't agree with that. Just felt very shitty. She gave everyone the finger and then burped. I was like, did you even... You lied on your fucking COVID... You wanted to be here.
Right.
And now you're pretending like it's not a big deal and that you didn't want to be here. Honey, get real. Like, ugh.
Honey. I don't know.
Hot diva, come on.
Diva-licious. Yeah, that was not perfect for me.
That was not for me either.
Damn. Well, are you excited for next week? Somehow we're going to do two snatch games in a single hour. Somehow.
Mano, I am so angry that we're doing snatch game in an hour.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Snatch Game is iconic. Snatch Game should... I'm really upset about it. I feel like they should do on WoW Presents Plus or Apple or whatever where you buy the episodes, they should have the hour and a half cut.
Supersized? Yeah, they should. Yes. That's smart.
Give it to me. Like... Because, and then also double dip, like people watch it for free at the bar
or
on their cable subscription and then you pay for more. I don't know. I want more. An hour for Snatch Game, Mano. I'm devastated, okay?
Well, this is a perfect transition. I want you to hear, we have a very good message about Snatch Game from the Drag Her Crisis Hotline. Okay. And we can quickly weigh in on it.
Hello to Mano and whatever guest that is not happy to be there. My name is Dan, and I just have a fairly non-controversial opinion about Snatch Game, but it's one that seems to happen every single season. I don't quite understand why. It's like these girls who are not comedians choose characters that are quirky and interesting, like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Miss Cleo. And they choose a character thinking, oh, I can also do that character. I can also be quirky without understanding that it would take a much higher comedic talent, like someone like Oscar Montoya, to actually make that character funny. But they're not Oscar Montoya. They're not actually funny people. So they can't actually make funny people funny. And the judges tell them this every single season. And it's the constant thing. And it's like people like Stephanie Prince have never watched the show. So they're like, oh, no, I'm going to be the magical key that makes this character funny. And you're not. You're not going to do that. And so it just like, it makes sense when people like Danny Beard or Jing Fonsoon, they choose characters who no one fucking knows. No one knows who this person is. So then you get free reigns. You get to just be funny for funny's sake. And it's just like, it's so frustrating how every single season, these unfunny people who work so hard on their look and do all of that, just, it's as if they've never watched an episode of Snatch Game and just think that they'll just like skate by and never actually go home on it. And it's just like, oh no, I can just do a funny person and then therefore I'm going to be funny. And it just doesn't make sense. And I've listened to enough of this podcast and I've watched enough of this show to, even though I'm not a comedian nor a funny person, I understand that you're fucking delusional if you think that you can do a character like Cardi B and be funny. That's all. Anyways, Mano, you should be on Drag Race. Bye.
Dan, thank you for the voicemail. Why are the Snatch Game divas, why are they coming in trying to do characters that always fail? Like the Cardi B's. Mm. you know, and the Nicki Minaj's and the Miss Cleo's and the Whitney Houston's. Why are we doing those characters that always fail? Don't you know you got to do something different? You got to do something unique. And if it hasn't worked in the past, you'd have to be funny to make it work.
Here, I offer this up. Keep doing what we've seen fail. You might be the beacon of light that makes it work, or it might fail again to my delight.
Either way, we will be very, we'll have a treat.
We'll win. I guess I'm excited, but also like pretty nervous that it's the third fucking episode.
I know. Again, it should Snatch Game be a treat for the people who make it a little further?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. There's certainly going to be no mini challenge. Left,
and we're doing a Snatch
14.
Game?
14, right? That's amazing. Yeah.
I guess they were like, if we do it early, we'll at least get a couple funny ones for the edit.
I think that might be it. They're like, at least in the edit, everyone will have two funny lines. Whereas, you know.
Because I don't remember last year's Snatch Game.
Oh, remember it was the notoriously bad one? Where no one was funny and then they made them all lip sync the following week. Remember where Deja Sky won and everyone else, they said, you all did terrible and you have to do a lip sync off.
Oh, and then they had a lip sync off?
Yes.
And then did someone go home from the lip sync off?
Yes. Just Miss Jasmine Kennedy went home, even though she did not lose her lip syncs, but they were ready. They were ready for her to go. She lip synced three different times because of that format.
Yes. I remember. We had a William Shakespeare. We had Deja Sky who won with, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being a little John. We had Willow Pill was Drew Barrymore who didn't remember her history with RuPaul. It was very funny and delightful.
Oh, yes. Now I'm remembering. Now it's all coming back to me. Yeah.
It's all coming back. So it's all coming back to me. There were nights of endless pleasure.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Stun queen.
Now, Nicole, where can we support you before we say ta-ta?
Listen, I have a fucking hour-long special.
Ooh.
It came out a year ago, December 2021. We're now in 2023. It's still relevant. It's called BBW, Big Beautiful Weirdo.
Yes.
Please watch it.
Yes.
Tell a friend. It's a little raunchy. Also, Grand Crew comes back March 3rd on NBC, 8:30, mm-hmm. Peacock, Hulu after. Nailed It is on Netflix. Wipeout, I believe, is somewhere.
Yeah, is it on the other HBO podcasts, Max?
I think, maybe. I don't know. Look for it.
Look for it.
I have Why Won't You Date Me, Best Friends, Newcomers, 90 Day Bay. It's only on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
I love
Mono,
it.
Mono, where do the people find you?
Oh, find me at my name, at Mono Agapian. Support my other podcast with Betsy Sodaro on Patreon. We love trash. We talk all things trash. We talked about Megan. It was a real delight. Yes.
Everyone go see Megan.
Oh my
God. Go with
the
group. And if you feel the urge to laugh and nobody else is laughing, have yourselves a good time. We went to a theater where literally everyone clapped at the entrance of Megan.
Yes.
Her first appearance, she whips off the, we clapped.
Yeah, it was clapping. We were clapping along to the
along
music.
To a song.
Yes.
We cheered the first time she did something bad. I mean, it was an experience. Oh, you better work Glendale Americana.
It was thrilling. It was a perfect day. Go watch and support Megan. She's our new queer icon. And if she wins season 15, I'll be fine with it.
That's really funny. It would be funny to crown Megan the winner of season 15. I'd be like, great, love it, loves it.
If nothing else, if RuPaul calls her over like she did Katya in the season 7 finale.
Boy, that was funny.
If she's like, Megan.
And then Megan fucking walks up and she's like, yes, Ru.
May I have a glass of huata? Okay, Ru, oh my God, Ru. Nicole, we love you so much. Thank you for coming to the Draghurst.
Thank you for letting me come. I just, This season is so fun. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a good one. Very thrilling, girls. Can't wait to see.
Very thrilling. Also, I do not make an appearance this season.
That's a shame for us.
Fingers crossed for next year.
Yeah.
I love Drag Race so much. Okay.
Yeah, we need to see you back. You're an iconic guest host, so can't wait to have you back.
I love it.
Well, if you like Drag Race Podcast, follow us at Drag Race Podcast on Instagram. Go ahead and give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. Write something with your little fingies in the reviews, and we'll read it on the pod. Until next time.
Bye-bye. I didn't mean to interrupt your goodbye.
I think
sorry.
I prefer
Please
it. Okay.
No, do it. Do your
okay.
Bye.
Will you interrupt me again, though?
Yeah.
Please. Okay. Let the music play.
Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.